Genius. Mental gymnastics. So, would you consider yourself a toxic player? I just have no interest in playing League. You don't like who you become. Oh. It. People are very nice in my lobbies. Yeah, I'm at zero. Yeah, the matchmaking is made such that if they are getting yelled at slurs at, they've probably yelled slurs in the other direction. That's the aggression-based matchmaking. Well, that's well earned on his part. I see you've been playing a Warhammer-based game. Excellent work, cadet. No, I know Beaker. Name every Muppet. Close. Meatball. No, I have no idea. I don't think he has one. Damn. No, I've seen it referenced by non-Mike. So that gives it some credibility. I mean, it could have been a plant, so yeah. All right, guys, now that he can't see us, let's all do sign language and talk shit. Oh, Josh, you're getting roasted by George right now. Oh, he's saying something, all right. Oh, make better forgeries. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, or who's going? Well, we'd sure as heck like to try. I think that some of our efforts around the city have probably actually slowed the coming of the apocalypse because they need the city to resonate. And we've destroyed some of that infrastructure, and the Inquisitors are probably doing more of that. My theory is that they're gathering people at this pilgrimage, perhaps to, entrance them in some kind of harmony or false harmony, if that's what you consider these other things. I don't know. Could be that we're already kind of protected just by having a harmony of our own. That's also a guess, but might be good to have some kind of plan in case we do need to steel ourselves. It's a possible theory, but we have seen people of the host be turned. I mean, am I recalling correctly that Twelwyn had some visage of the host before becoming more embery? So, and that is possible, absolutely. But I'm also not good at that. It's Benny. Benny, it kind of is, yeah. Anik, were you able to do anything about that journal with the lock? Oh, I'd love to take a look if you don't mind. Yeah. I will hand it to a leafer. Whoa. Perfect place to stage a cult. They'll be unsupervised. Yeah, they'll tell us not to go. Well, it seems like they have a very strict inclusion criteria. Well, that would be kind of crazy if we send a bunch of strangers as a diversion. Now, can I say one thing? I'm not 100% convinced that that bedroom belonged to Grayson. I think that it was Twelwyn's bedroom prior to him being unable to move from that chair. Because he. Cr Yeah, I suppose that's true. Right, you're not quite as his size. I'm a person. Yes. We're already in big trouble with Grayson because that little thing got away from Brooks' apartment, so we've already got the heat. Yeah.
Ooh.
Did we hear that Grayson has heard the Void song? So that puts him kind of separate because these pilgrimage people are either Embercall or, the Embercall is a slice of the pie. So I also agree that it's not his doing. No, I think probably in a few days we show up at this pilgrimage. No, but I was thinking of buying scrolls of invisibility. Nope. I have some magical things I would like to purchase, but I'll do that with my own funds. No, one is a staff, and then I am going to get. No, I'm just going to use my own funds. Josh, can I purchase a staff of water? It's a level 3 common staff. Yeah. Yes, I expected as much. Sick. I think you're better off befriending this guy and becoming a guest speaker. And that's your foot in the door. Oh, how much would invisibility scrolls have been? So I forgot about that. They're second level. Okay. I'll buy two. I think I will buy to go along with my currently plaid button-down shirt and suspenders, I will get a corduroy jacket. And you tell me what the price of such an item would be. Right. Yeah. Epic. Correct. And the state of the world is such that there are like drivable roads to, or we think there will be drivable roads to where we want to go. Yeah. I think probably we'll take our car this time. Feels like the right thing to do. Yeah. Oh, for society. I have 10 society. Whoa. All right, I guess I'll do it. My society check. Very interesting. Oh, yeah, circumstance. Nice. Oh, that's pretty good. 29. I think just three to bring us to four, right? Incredible. This reminds me of drafting some textbooks. All right, we'll die the bear now. I have a seven. Okay, let's see what happens. Oh God, I need to roll like a 14. What's the DC? Yeah, well. He's sickly. That's why it doesn't look right. He's sickly. It doesn't matter. No, Josh, it doesn't matter is what I'm saying. Don't make it matter. I'll go on the left. I'll be on the left. Oh. Makes the trip awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go in with somebody. We enter. I think we'll have to pass on those today, but thank you for the offer. Perhaps. No, of course. He's grabbing a gun. It's not really my strong suit. You can leave. That's sick. That's sick. Anzu's going to reach one hand out towards the cashier, and just kind of twiddle his fingers a little bit and cast Phantom Pain. He needs to make a will save. I've presented it. So he is going to take damage. He's going to take 5 points of mental damage. He's sickened two. And he has 1d4 persistent mental damage. And I say to him, I know that doesn't feel good. If you stay right where you are, you'll be fine. And I'll stride to here. And then can I like take cover behind the car, like in this spot or something like that? Oh, okay, I think I would have to be here instead if it's an action. No, I would like to. I didn't have that extra 5 feet. That is pretty convincing. Smiler. I do both. Sometimes I just throw stuff at them. He used needle darts just to be able to make a spell attack, but he actually attacked. Gosh. I unleash psyche. I stride to. Do I have line of sight on Sophisticated Heavy One from where I am right here? How about now? Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is cast an amped telekinetic projectile at the ambusher. Yes. Oh, no. Well, that. I don't think that's going to help me. Oh, man. I mean, I do, but. I'm not going to use it yet. And then in my heightened sense of awareness, I feel the waning life force of the Sophisticated Heavy. I just kind of cast one arm back over my head as a psi burst heads in his direction. And he has to make this basic reflex save. He takes 5 points of damage. Thanks. Benny did most of the work on that one. Oh, that one almost did. That's a lot of damage. That's sick. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna send another telekinetic projectile hit this guy's way. At least I will attempt to. Yes. The ambusher. I've hit him. Oh, that's pretty good. A rock from the ground flies through his head. It also throws him 10 feet. It just so happens that, like, my basic move for both characters does have that as a possible thing that can happen. Then I need to stride a little bit. Maybe we'll go here. And we will send a Psy Burst at this fella. Boom. Oh. I rolled pretty good. Those are my three actions. Josh, the spell is non-lethal, so if he gets reduced to zero, he is unconscious. Analysis paralysis. Oh. Do you have the dedication? Pretty good. That's pretty good. He almost pulled a gun. Hell yeah. Kind of crappy rolls there. Now, I think this would still miss anyway, but I'm actually not positive that should have map on it. He sustains a spell so that the illusion can strike. But you did have to use an action to sustain. Josh, would an aerial view from Othello add any like different pieces of information such that a perception from him would be worth doing? Yeah, I don't really have an answer to that. Nah, I'll just leave it be. I'm not even sure we have to tie him up. What? Such a promiscuous fellow. That's good. Right. I'm gonna. Oh, no, keep going. Oh, herpes. After Johnny gets the cashier tied up, I'll kind of like put my hand on the guy's face and kind of rouse him. And I'll be like, oh, hey, buddy, sorry about that. And I'll point to the gun that's like right over my shoulder right now that he was going for. I was like, listen, I knew about this and that was not gonna fly. Well, I figure where you and I are now behind the counter and it was like right there. I haven't moved it. It's just where it was. Well, my deception is horrible, but hopefully the DC is low enough that it doesn't matter. Straight roll. No. Do I use my point? I'm not going to use it. A lot of mental gymnastics, Josh. We need to know where they got them from. Oh, jeez. It's not. It's fine. Okay. I open the cash register. I don't really want to kill him. All right, listen, when we're all done with our business around here, we'll untie you. But for now, we got to leave you over here. Benny, do you have the, I think, what was it, 135 total gold to the group fund? Cool. I'd like to take one of the pistols just for the sake of honestly probably taking it apart. Yeah. No, I don't think they get their car stolen. Josh, put one of those guns in my inventory. Right. I could do that. Oh my God. Yeah, this guy is one of the idiots. They're crap. This guy doesn't know anything. This is small time stuff. I mean, let's get out of here. Oh my God. All right, guys, untie him. I'll go in and untie the cashier. You're gonna have to walk home. Are we able to turn off the headlights of the car? I don't think I've been to Istria. Society, is that what you said? I rolled a 27. I don't know if that check affects my result. What are you gonna do? Does it lose its shape? Thank you. I'm going to get smarter. I go, huh. Okay. I was probably going to go more on the damage side, so. Because I figured that would be your thing. Also, Josh, I think I might retcon my purchase of the staff. I was reading the staff rules, and the spells in the staff need to be on your spell list for you to be able to cast them. No, I didn't know that, so I just bought a staff with water stuff because we're going to fight fire people. But I can't cast the water stuff. So, yeah. No, there's only the four like level three staffs, and they're all like elemental based and not really occult in any way. There's a level six staff that I like, but we're not quite there yet. Oh, me too. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I believe so. Sick. Oh, that would be good. That would be really good.